It is Review with Dan, with Neil and with Sean after Brentford 0 Liverpool 2. We have got a good 90 minutes or 96-7 minutes in the end of football to get into. The approaches are really interesting on this one, Neil. For us, there's definitely an element of building up down certain parts of the pitch. You see how much Szoboszlai pulls right in this one. I think that's a little bit different to Forrest on the eye test. There's the fact that there's another game sort of twice in a week where we've just been discussing before we started recording that Konaté gets so much ball, but then the output is visibly better. In this game, I think he has Liverpool's highest on-ball value for passes during the game. You would imagine Liverpool would have gone into this thinking they will get chances. Brentford are one percentile across the league for shots conceded per 90 this season, 18.91. So you'd imagine there's chances there, but I want to know your thoughts on this. I'll call it an experiment, really, Thomas Frank's having with his fullbacks, with it's Keane, Lewis Potter and Rushlev for this one. Very, you know, nominally attacking players, if you sort of try to describe them. The use of those and what they were doing, I think, but maybe we'll come on to this, but what both teams were particularly doing in their build-up.
So I think the first thing is, and Liverpool can sort of take this a little bit to the bank, it's, you know, there's one midfield difference from the side that I would have expected over the course of the game. Really, it is that idea that he goes with Yarmolukh rather than going with what he would normally, you'd sort of expect with Jensen. That's normally the three that he goes with. And you just wonder if he's protected legs a little bit. When I talked to Billy Grant before, he wondered whether or not Norgaard had back-to-back, but instead Norgaard does and Jensen doesn't from the City game. But apart from that, Liverpool get the back four, and it is a back four, not a back three that they would have expected. If everyone is fit, then I think there's a fighting chance in this one. It is actually a back. It is actually a back three. But everyone isn't. And so your point on the fullback experiment, I just think at the moment, it's almost just getting lads on the pitch as much as humanly possible, more than anything else. He used Rico Henry in the cup game. It was his first start back against Plymouth a couple of weeks ago, and he made a lot of changes in that game against Plymouth, and he got knocked out. Rico Henry's on the bench for this, and he never brings him on. And Henry's been out for about 18 months. So he mustn't want to throw Rico Henry back into a game like this one in these circumstances, because I think that by the end of the game, not only Keane Lewis-Potter, but I think Keane Lewis-Potter is certainly had what you can describe as a long afternoon.